So you all should have been learning the I Am poem. Niger, how about you start off with that? So Niger, why don't you do the first verse and Unique do the second verse.
I am. I am alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value God. I forever evolve inwardly and outwardly in response of my nature. I am the value God. I face humanity. Humanity is my face. I contemplate myself, see everything in me. That's all I can remember.
Pick it up, Unique.
She stopped it. I am the face of humanity.
Yes, go right ahead.
I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I avoid the useful questions. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells in my body. I know each by name. I am self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, or learn, I convert into myself. I walk in humility in the presence of the person. I can afford to be humble. I am not afraid. I am adequate. That doctrine shall prevail which is not afraid of the person. I reject all dogma. They create disorder in my personality. I am the enemy of all dogma. Dogma is the prison of the mind. I am of value. I have all the power to be what I want to be. There is glory in being human and being a self-defining body. My name is man. My name is woman. I form myself from my mandate. My mandate is wrong. I entered Earth as an act of will. I came to realize the promises of being of value, to realize the glory in being human, to discover more satisfying dimensions of being a person. I am not alone. I've never been alone. I shall never be alone, for I am a cluster. I am father, mother. I am a cluster of phenomenon which constitutes me. I am father, mother, child. I am the past, the present, and the future. I have no beginning and no end. I am the geodesic circle in which father, mother emerged to become me. I extend myself into the child. I am the bricks out of which society is built. I am the eternal person. I am.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Excellent job. Excellent job. Y'all give Unique some props. Roll right into it. Alright, so how y'all feel about today? What do you like about today? What do you wish had been different about today? I want to say this about Mama the Bantu's cluster. That is Unique, Bakari, and East Co. Because I've interacted with all three of you long before you came to Aya. I remember Unique when she first came to Aya some years ago. East Co and Bakari, I would see you as you would come through the office. The three of you are multi-talented. You are polymaths. And what is a polymath? A polymath is a person that is good at more than one thing. Please don't let that die. Okay? All of you, all three of you are good at many different things. And the way you continue to get better is by constantly pushing the envelope. As for the rest of you, I love your talents as well. I think we're all still struggling to get over that morning sluggishness. And eventually we'll do that. Just try to go to bed on time. I know some of y'all like to stay up late and watch Nick at Night and Cartoon Network and all that stuff. And East Co, I'm so proud that you took the initiative to take pre-calculus. How old are you, East Co? 13. That is awesome. That is awesome. 13 and taking pre-calculus. Now, absolutely. He's going to take that CLEP test, and he's going to get college credit for it. And I love the attitude that you take towards math, East Co. If you keep that attitude and just continue to work on your homework assignments and continue to study, and no, it's not Niger. if you continue to do that, East Coast man, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot ahead of you. All the dreams that you have of going into video game design, designing skateboards. Man, you can do all of that. And I'm just East Coast, you have no idea how happy you made me to have a young brother jump into pre-calculus. Because we had several sisters to walk through the Hall of Fame of Mathematics here at IA Educational Institute. And much props to that, you know. One thing that you, all of you that know me, know that I'm a big supporter of sisters going far. And at the same time, I want the brothers to show up too. East Cole, you're doing just that. I'm real proud of you. ISHR, you came in at pre-cal a little late, but it didn't bother me because I know you were so busy working on your physics clock. I guess it's actually a good sign that you're enjoying your physics class. That you're enjoying your physics studies, and that's great. Once you get that clock working, you can use it to keep track of time. I suppose you can. Nothing wrong with it, I suppose, because in middle school they usually take physical science, and there's no law saying that you can't substitute physics for physical science. Do you want to do that, East Coast? It's gonna be like another math course. In fact, Unique took physics last year, so she can tell you what it's like. Physics is very mathematical, so if you want to do it, fine. I would, however, suggest that sometime within your academic future, you do study earth science. If you have a burning desire to study physics this year, fine, so be it. In fact, you and ISHR can be study buddies. All right, any questions before we get out of here? Any concerns? Any comments? Oh, yes, please say your appreciations.
Well, I appreciate the teachers for being good teachers and helping us with our work and giving us and explaining stuff to us. And then I appreciate the students for, like, if any of us need help, then they might help us. And for coming to school today and everybody being attentive. And then, and also I appreciate Brother Balagoon for not making us have a whole bunch of homework. So I'll just see you all tomorrow. Okay, bye.
All right, any other appreciations or concerns?
I appreciate everybody for coming to school today. I just want to say that I'm sorry for not being here this morning. I had health issues. And I just want to thank all the teachers for being supportive and making sure that we understand what we're learning. And I appreciate everybody in the class and all the older students for helping the younger students and for everybody to just be working together. And I hope y'all have a great day.
I want to say that I appreciate you, all of you students that are here. I appreciate Brother Balagoon and being the other pillar of our Education Institute as he has been for years. And I appreciate Mama Bantu and the parents and other teachers and cluster leaders that really helped make IA what it is. And the foundation that you're laying is a strong one, which many thousands, hundreds and thousands of other students will come and stand on the platform that you're building. So thank y'all so much for giving your best and doing your best work.
Thank you, Nigel. It means warlord, actually.
Good afternoon to everyone. I would like to share my appreciation to IO Educational Institute, to Brother Wakessa and Baba Wakessa, I'm sorry, and Baba Balagoon, Mama Fia, and all that you do to make IO what it is. And I am just so glad that my grandsons, Bakari and Isko, are able to be here. I know that this is going to be probably the best year, one of the beginnings of the best year they've ever had in their education so far. And I love the way that Baba Wakasin, Baba Bologun pushes the students to wherever they want to go. That is so key to their development and their motivation. So I am very much appreciative, and I noticed that, you know, all the students are very bright and very talented, and I look forward to continue working with them.
Did everybody see what I just posted? It's above after she is through talking.
All right, brother East Coast. I think East Coast left us some motivational music to listen to. You all can check that out. It is 3:55. It is the end of the day. Had a wonderful day today, and I will see you all on Friday, my differential equation students. I will see you in the morning, and everybody else, well, everybody, I'll see you during the operations management and fundamentals of engineering class. You all have a productive rest of the day. Have a productive Thursday, and I'll see you on Friday.